Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I'm Megan Lynch. Thank you for joining me this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. Our media literacy expert Julie Smith has called it short attention span theater, the next generation driven by short bursts of entertainment and information. Watching the trend, Axios Business reporter Erica Pandy. Erica, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX this morning.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
So you've talked to the experts. What are they seeing in the ways that kids and teens and young adults are using media right now?
So the experts kind of boil it down to something very simple, which is that we just get bored way more easily than we used to. And that's especially true for kids and teens. And that's because, like you said, we have access to endless entertainment and it's at our fingertips and we can just keep scrolling to the next thing if it doesn't grab us right away.
Erica, is it a matter of young people losing the ability to focus, or do we just not care to?
No, that's a great point. I'm glad you mentioned that. There is no evidence out there that suggests that kids are worse at focusing. They don't have the ability to hang on to something and really sink their teeth into it any more or less than their grandparents did. It's just that now they're growing up in a completely digital, you know, tech at your fingertips world. And that might be a skill that they have to work at in a way that generations above them didn't have to.
Could we also say it's just a different way of accessing information because there is so much information available today from so many different sources?
Right. It frustrates me when people say, you know, kids are just getting dumber or they're just, you know, they're not learning as much as they used to because they have a wealth of information. They're actually processing way more information than generations before them used to because they're just seeing videos, they're seeing books, they're seeing little snippets here and there, songs, poems, all that kind of stuff. It's just that they might not be able to kind of latch on to one thing and really, you know, stay with it for a bit. And then that has all sorts of consequences, right? Like there's incredible long books, there's incredible 10-minute songs, there's slow burn movies, and you just miss out on all that. And of course, life is not always, you're going to have to be bored at some points. Like there's a lot of things you have to do in your career, in being an adult where you have to focus on one thing for a long time, like your taxes, for example, and kind of wanting to not be bored ever and wanting to kind of move from one snippet to the next could create lots of problems there for this generation.
Well, and it's kind of funny that we're talking about this with Axios because your news organization is known for smart brevity and presenting things in a way that people can digest very easily if they need to. I'm curious if you're seeing this impacting other areas of young people's lives, maybe in the classroom.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, Axios' existence is in part to address this problem that kids and adults kind of need, you know, stuff in shorter bursts now. But absolutely. I mean, this shouldn't be happening in the classroom, right? And Atlantic did a huge piece on this, a great example of long-form journalism there, where they talked to English professors all over the country. And they were saying at the college level, their students just didn't really know how to read a full book. It just felt like a gargantuan task, and that's because you went back to the middle school and high school, and teachers there were noticing this attention problem in kids, you know, a few years ago, and they started assigning, you know, just a chapter of a book or a poem or kind of shorter bursts of literature. So these kids' ability to kind of analyze a piece of writing and then say smart, insightful things about it hadn't changed. But just the idea of reading a whole book or reading multiple books a week for class was kind of going away. And I think, you know, we can sort of adapt learning for this attention span. But as one expert put it to me, when teachers feel like they have to make everything fun and deliver everything in snack-sized pieces, that's just not good for the education system. That's not good for any of us.
Let's extend that then beyond when these young people graduate. What are experts' fears about how that might translate into the workplace?
Right. I mean, you know, we've all been in the workplace. We know that every day is not fun. We know every day is not snack size. There's longer projects you have to work on. There's longer presentations you have to work on. There are tough problems you have to solve that take, you know, years to attack if you're in science or in research, and you might still not get to an answer. So if we're not willing to kind of, you know, sit with something for a long time, that could really slow down all kinds of progress.
Did the experts you talked to and research, did they give any solutions for this?
Yeah, I mean, it all kind of comes down to parenting. And, you know, I'm not a parent and I'm not one to judge parents, but it's a whole new set of skills that I think parents today have to grapple with and teachers have to grapple with. And it's, you know, it's a combination of taking screens away, limiting screens, like starting really, really early. But, you know, that's tough when they're out there and kids are exposed to them and kids ask for them. But I think it really is kind of the phone-free movement. And so, you know, screens have all kinds of other adverse effects too. We just saw Australia passed one of the most stringent social media bans where kids under 16 can't even make accounts. So, you know, there's concerns with bullying, there's concerns with mental health, and of course there's the tension concern. So I think it's parents and teachers just kind of figuring out how they can limit that and kind of ease their kids into these technology tools, which are very wonderful in so many ways, but also can come with these adverse effects.
Erica, thank you so much for your reporting and for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
That is Erica Pandy. She is business reporter at Axios with us on Total Information AM. Make sure